Praise the Lord Jesus. Brothers and sisters, I'm going to reflect a little bit with you today on the fourth joyful mystery, the presentation of the child Jesus in the temple. It's one of the two occasions when the Virgin Mary is spoken of as being in the temple of God. Jesus was regularly in the temple, but his mother, we just read of in the scriptures, two occasions. As we reflect on this mystery, you'll see very quickly that it becomes like a reflection on the Blessed Virgin Mary and the sacrifice of the Mass. For the Jewish people, the temple was literally the center of the earth, the center of the world. For the Jewish people, God, the creator of all, chose to dwell in just one place in the world, and that was in the temple in Jerusalem. No other place was God present directly. He was dwelling in the temple, in this very beautiful building that was erected, first of all by King Solomon, and it was rebuilt on two occasions, the last time by King Herod the Great. In the very center of the temple, there was a small enclosed room known as the Holy of Holies, and there, the belief was, God dwells with his people. If you go to the first book of Kings, in chapter 8, you'll read there, Solomon, who had built the temple, everything is prepared and decorated, and then the presence of God comes and enters into the temple to remain among his people. Later, when the temple was destroyed, before it was destroyed, the presence of God leaves the temple and goes with his people into exile. So the temple was the home, the house of God among the people. And the presentation in the temple is something much more wonderful and beautiful than that. Because the presentation of the temple, you have the Mother of God bringing the eternal Son of God into the earthly dwelling place of God. What a lovely thing. Why was Mary doing this? She was doing this according to the demands of the law. We all know the story about the Exodus, the Passover, how the Jewish people were rescued by Almighty God from the life of slavery they were living in Egypt. Moses challenged the Pharaoh refused to let the people go. And there was a series of plagues affected the people, making it more and more difficult for the Pharaoh to refuse to let the people go. But each time he refused. And then the last dreadful night was when the angel of death moved among the Egyptian people, and the firstborn child of every family died. But not the firstborn in the families of the Hebrew people. They had marked their homes with the sign of blood, the blood of the Lamb, and their families were spared. So ever after that event, the law of Moses demanded that when a woman would give birth to a child, to her firstborn male child, she must go to the temple and, as it were, dedicate the child to Almighty God. And so here we have Mary with Joseph bringing the small child, just 40 days of age, into the temple, dedicating him to God. The temple was the dwelling place of God. It was the place, only place, where sacrifices were offered to God among the Jewish people. Every village had a synagogue, but the synagogue was just a place of prayer, a place where they would sing the Psalms, where they would share the scriptures, but no sacrifice. Only in the temple was the sacrifice made. And Mary came with the infant Jesus to the temple in order to offer sacrifice to God, offering, if you like, the Son of God to God the Father. Mary came not just to go through the ritual of making a sacrifice. We're told in St. Luke's Gospel they got the gift of the poor people. The bigger families, the richer families, would have brought a lamb to make sacrifice. But Joseph and Mary just got two little pigeons. That's all they could afford. And that was the offering of the poor to make a sacrifice with their son to God the Father. Mary wasn't coming just to carry out the ritual. She wasn't just coming to go through the motions. She was coming to make sacrifice, to make offering, not just of the two pigeons, but absolutely of herself. She was offering her life in union with that of her divine Son to God the Father. And that offering of Mary was not something just for one day or one afternoon. It was something that she would live to the end of her days. You remember when they brought the small child into the temple, there was all sorts of people there, always crowded, but two people came forward. One was a little woman who had long since lost her husband, and we're told she spent her day and night in the temple praying and praising God. That was Anna. But the other person we know better was Simeon. Simeon, a very devout man who was always also in the temple. And when he came, he met Mary and Joseph. He took the little child in his hands and he raised him up to God. And he praised God. And he said, "Now I have seen the Savior of the world." And he made an offering of himself. He said to the Lord, "Now I am ready to die. I am ready to go because you have kept your promise. My eyes have seen the Savior you sent to redeem us." So there was an offering going on, Simeon and Mary, as well as the sacrificial offering of the pigeons. Simeon turned to Mary and he said some very strange words to her. And one of the words he spoke to her was that her own soul would be pierced with a sword. I think at that moment, like so many instances in the life of Mary, she did not understand the significance or meaning of those words. But of course, it became clear to her over the next years, many years, 30 years and more, as her son grew up and then as he began to preach salvation to the people. Mary makes the offering of herself. We are familiar from the Mass of the offering that Jesus made. A very, very simple offering. Just as simple as two little pigeons. He comes with the bread and with the wine. And what does he do? We are told he takes the bread. There was lots and lots of loaves, but he takes this one. He chooses one loaf. This is the one. He takes it. He blesses it. He breaks it. And he gives it to his disciples. And this we repeat time and time again, Sunday after Sunday, day after day, around the altar, as we reenact the mystery of the sacrifice of Jesus. The bread is taken, it's blessed, it's broken, and it's given. Can we apply that to the life of Mary? She came to the temple to make the sacrifice, the gift for her son. Mary was taken. She was chosen. Of all women in the world, she was the one chosen by God. The angel Gabriel came to her, sent from God, and Mary accepted the choice of God. So she was taken, she was chosen. The bread was taken, was blessed. Mary was blessed above all others. Because from the very moment that the angel Gabriel came to her, we are told, the Holy Spirit will overshadow you. She was, Hail Mary, full of grace, full of the Holy Spirit. Mary was deeply sanctified. From her first moment of existence, she was free from all trace of sin. Mary was chosen, she was taken, she was blessed. The bread was taken and blessed and broken. And Mary too was broken. Simeon spoke of the sword that would pierce her heart. We honor Mary, the mother of sorrows. The offering she made of herself was made over and over through the circumstances of her life in which you can say she was broken. Right from the beginning, the awful moment when King Herod tried to destroy her son, so many small children were slaughtered, and with Joseph, they fly into Egypt, they run into Egypt, not flying, but they speed into Egypt during the night as refugees. What an extraordinary breaking of her life. Many times in her life, she was also upset, broken, if you like, by her inability to understand her divine son. He was only 12 years of age when, you know, he got lost in Jerusalem. Lost for 3 full days. Can you imagine the terror of that? God knows it sometimes happens, and we read of it in the papers, a child is missing. And the whole country is so worried for that little child, and we pray for its, that it be restored to its parents. Mary went 3 days and nights searching for the child and ultimately found him in the temple. Many times during his preaching, Mary's heart must have been broken again. She saw the people scorning him. She heard the people saying he was possessed by an evil spirit, that he was casting out Satan by the power of Satan. She heard her own family and her own relatives saying that Jesus, her son, her divine son, was out of his mind. And of course, most of all, she was broken when she saw the events leading up to his betrayal and then to his very unjust trial. And finally, that awful crucifixion where Mary stood beneath the cross with him in that moment of sacrifice. The bread is taken. It's blessed, it's broken, and then it's given. We know that on the cross, Jesus, in his last moments of earthly life, gives his Blessed Mother to us through John, the disciple whom he loved. He is given to all the disciples who love Jesus. He is given to each one of us as the disciples whom he loved. So Mary, the sacrifice in that presentation in the temple was something she lived day by day all her life. Taken, chosen, blessed, broken and given. The challenge, certainly for each of us too, is not just to go through the ritual of Sunday Mass, our daily Mass, but rather to live it in our lives. Like the bread, like Mary, each one of us too has been chosen. We have been taken. We have been chosen and given the power to be the children of God. We have been blessed. How abundantly we each have been blessed. Not just in our physical lives, praise God for that, but we have been hugely blessed by the very gift of the life of God, the Spirit of God, the love of God, dwelling in us more surely than dwelling in the temple in Jerusalem. We have been taken, we have been blessed. The breaking, I think each one has their own story. Each one of us has known something of the breaking in our lives. It may be physically through ill health, through problems, financial problems. It may be an emotional breaking of our lives. It may be awful problems within our families. It may be through the death of the one we love. So many ones, each one has their own story. You have been taken, you have been blessed, and also broken. And all of this is to be the living out with Mary of the sacrifice we make time and time again at the altar. And the final part of that is not just blessed, taken, blessed, and broken. It's also the giving out. And so many of you are giving of yourselves through the day with Mary, through all sorts of ways, giving your life in service of others. Giving your life, first of all, in service of your own family. So many of you caring for children and grandchildren. So many of you caring and giving of yourself in a work situation, maybe not very well paid. Giving yourself in the name of Jesus through the church and through such activities as you are involved in here. So my prayer for us in this day with Mary is that if we think of Mary bringing her little infant into the temple to offer sacrifice, we are coming not just to go through liturgical rites. We are coming to truly join with her in that sacrifice. Let's pray today that Mary, our mother, the one given to us by Jesus on the cross, will enable us to live much more deeply and richly the mystery we celebrate in the Eucharist Sunday by Sunday. Jesus took the bread, he blessed it, he broke it, and he gave it.